Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
We got here, but we were really shocked when we saw this line. And you don't want to panic, but you're like, we need this vacation so badly.
So many of us do. It's Christmas Eve.
I have four poodles, and I haven't bought anything for any of them.
Sponsored by the LA Car Guy Family of Dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, LA County has its first human case of bird flu.
This person works with livestock. We've seen this elsewhere in the United States, that people who work with livestock are at risk.
And the criminal case against Alec Baldwin's officially over.
Civil suits, however, that's another matter.
All coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. A lot of people woke up across the country to see the news this morning that there was a nationwide ground stop for American Airlines because of a technical problem. Fortunately, it only lasted a few minutes and didn't really affect a whole lot. And people arriving for flights at LAX said they were actually surprised how smoothly things were going. John Baird talked with a passenger from West Hollywood. Her name is Rosemary West. She walked into the international terminal to find herself at the very end of a very long check-in line.
So, yeah, we have our flight doesn't leave for a long time, but we knew it was going to be really busy. So we got here, but we were really shocked when we saw this line. And you don't want to panic, but you're like, we need this vacation so badly.
And you told me you haven't done the Christmas Eve thing.
The last time I did Christmas Eve was I flew to Boston and before Y2K. And I'm like, I'll never fly Christmas Eve again. But here I am. never say never.
And it's a mess.
It's a mess.
Where are you going?
We are going to San Miguel de Allende in Mexico.
Family thing? Christmas?
Not a family thing. We always go a different place. This is my boyfriend, Jolly. And we always go, we try to go to a different city.
For Christmas?
Usually for a holiday, but not on this day.
But you chose this one anyway.
Yeah, we wanted to go and just check out this really beautiful town. It's in the heart of Mexico. It's really beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
And as long as you get through the line, right?
As long as we get through the line.
Yeah, TSA lines were up to an hour, which is very unusual for LAX. But, you got to expect that on Christmas Eve.
Not quite shoulder to shoulder here at the Grove, but there is certainly a good crowd. The doors are open at all of the stores. The music's being pumped through the speakers. And people are here, many of them, to see Santa, others to get that last minute gift.
I have four poodles, and I haven't bought anything for any of them. Only for my grandchildren, and I'm really strapped now. I've got to go to the dog store. I got to get stuffies for the dogs and bones, and the pressure's on.
You seem like you're stressed out.
I'm very stressed because my dogs are very specific about Christmas, and if I don't do for them what they expect, it's hellish in my house.
I'm done and wrapped.
What's your secret? Was this something you started a long time ago?
I start all year long.
I'm a procrastinator.
Do you find then you have to settle? Or do you buy better gifts? Are you more creative under the pressure?
No, I usually know what I want before I go. I don't go without a plan, so I always know what I want, and I go and I grab it.
The National Retail Federation says people will spend an average of $902 each this holiday on gifts for people, some cases pets, at the Grove. I'm Craig Figner.
Bird flu update. L.A. County has its first human case of H5 flu. A man working at an agricultural business in L.A. County, we know that much. We also know he has a mild illness, has been treated with antiviral drugs, Tamiflu, and is recovering now at home. Pete Demetrio talked with Dr. Sharon Balter with L.A. County Public Health about how possible it is for there to be further spread.
Do we know how many employees are in this business and have those people been advised and have they been tested?
Absolutely. We immediately reach out to not only the other people working there, but also to any other contacts in the household. When somebody has had an exposure to H5 bird flu in animals, or when somebody is sick. So that's something that we always do.
Have the potential vectors been dealt with at this particular agricultural location? Have the animals been either inoculated or unfortunately killed to remove them as a chain or a source of possible infection?
Well, we are not currently inoculating animals in the United States, but definitely these animals, we generally quarantine or observe the animals.
So public health officials are asking people who work near livestock or poultry in either commercial or backyard settings to avoid sick animals, wear gloves and masks if they have any concerns. Overall risk of a major outbreak is called minimal. Meanwhile, three more cats in L.A. County now have bird flu. That part of the story from Chris Sedens.
Of the three new cases, two cats died and one tested positive for influenza A, an unusual finding in domestic cats that haven't been exposed to infected birds. Health officials say the three cats in question all lived exclusively indoors in the same household. Dr. Jonathan Yashari is with the Veterinary Emergency Group, Santa Monica.
The cats are getting these. What we suspect to be they're getting them from is actually dairy products coming from cows specifically. And there was a recent recall on December 3rd from a Raw Farm LLC that showed that the raw milk and cream products that were issued from this specific farm have potential for H5 bird flu contamination.
The two cats that died couldn't be tested while they were alive, but experts believe it's likely their deaths were due to the bird flu virus.
Alec Baldwin is now officially in the clear. Prosecutors in New Mexico deciding not to continue their appeal of the case, of the dismissal of the charges. But here's Bob Brill on where the case stands.
After a special prosecutor withdrew an appeal of a New Mexico appellate court judge's decision to dismiss the case, Baldwin is a free man. He was charged at one point in the death of cinematographer Alina Hutchins. She was killed when a prop gun was loaded with a real bullet and it discharged in Baldwin's hands. It happened on the set of the movie Rust before filming of the scene began. A judge dismissed the manslaughter charge, and the state attorney general decided not to pursue the appeal. The prosecutor had little choice but to drop the case, freeing Baldwin. Civil suits, however, that's another matter. Hutchins' family, who live in Ukraine, continue to look at a case against Baldwin and the film's producers. The judge blasted the prosecution for withholding key evidence, which led to the latest actions.
Interesting timing for some changes at Disney.
This is not only backing away, this is bending the knee.
Next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Iger, CEO of Disney, says he's trying to keep the company out of politics. He's been increasingly stressing the importance of staying away from overtly political messaging, saying the company's primary mission is to entertain. This, of course, happens as Donald Trump is ready to take over as president. In the past week, Disney took out a transgender storyline in its upcoming animated sports series for Pixar. Disney says this was because, quote, many parents would rather discuss certain subjects with their kids on their own. So is that a political decision? We talked with entertainment lawyer Jonathan Handel on Disney making this change right before Trump comes back into office.
This is not only backing away, this is bending the knee. And let's separate out a couple of things. Depicting transgender people as real people who actually are human beings, who are young, old, black, white, et cetera, that's not politics, that's reality. And for Disney, which says it wants to appeal to a broad audience, to decide that that broad audience does not matter when it comes to a certain class of people, that's bad politics, that's bad corporate governance, and that is a bad use of the spine that people were born with.
Disney, meanwhile, has agreed to settle with Trump over his defamation case against ABC News, $1 million for legal fees, $15 million for Trump's future presidential library. And that's the LA Local for Christmas Eve. We will see you in 2025. In the meantime, have a fantastic holiday, safe, relaxing, and happy new year. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. In the meantime, stay connected, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker, Alexa, or Google to play KNX News, no matter where you are heading this holiday. And you can always get the Odyssey app. Listen to us on the go. Search for KNX News. Follow the station. I'm Alex Silverman. Happy holidays. See you later.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.